again, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Be sure and listen at the end of the program for a special announcement from Lum and Abner. Yesterday, while the boys were rummaging around the Peabody attic in search of antiques to sell for some quick money, they ran across a map sewn into the lining of an old Confederate uniform. And presumably, this map gave directions to the burial place of a treasure of some kind. And so the boys quickly abandoned all thought of the antique business and, with Cedric, set out to dig for the treasure. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, here's a little scene taken from real life. Right after a big dinner, our heroine is saying...
Wasn't I terrible? But the food was so good, I just couldn't help eating too much. I sure wish now that I hadn't.
I know just what you mean. Sometimes eating too much leads to after-eating distress or acid indigestion. Now, why not try Alka-Seltzer? It helps sweeten an acid stomach. It helps settle an upset, jittery stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And Alka-Seltzer's analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach.
Are those the reasons why you say there's nothing quite like it?
That's right. But there's one other reason, too. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer.
I'm glad to know that.
Yes, and here's something else. You can get Alka-Seltzer's fast relief in any drugstore. You will save money when you ask for the large 60-cent package. And always remember, for disagreeable acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, and Cedric outside of town a ways, pausing in their excavation operations. Listen.
All right, get to work. Grab that shovel there. Come on, Cedric.
Mom, I'm just too dad blamed tired to dig one more shovel full of dirt. I'm hungry, too. I want to go home, get to bed. Looky there, the sun's going down. I can't see to dig when it's dark. It's away.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll dig just one more hole, and if we don't find nothing this time, we'll give it up.
Well, good.
For today.
You mean we're going to have to come up here again tomorrow and break our backs digging?
Now, look, Abner, it stands to reason that whatever that Captain Quantrell buried out here must have been worth an awful lot, or he wouldn't have went to the bother of burying it.
Not less than he was a dog.
Did you ever see or hear of a dog drawing a treasury map?
No, don't believe I ever did.
All right, then.
What was his name?
Who?
That dog you're talking about, the smart one that can draw a map.
I never seen
him. Where'd you see him, Lum?
I never seen him.
Somebody told you about him, huh?
No, I...
If it was Charlie Redfield, I wouldn't put too much stock in it, Lum. You can't believe half the stuff he tells you. He was the one that claimed he knowed a talking donkey.
So do I.
Oh, Lum, you're getting as bad as Charlie. Where'd you see a talking donkey?
I'm looking at him right now. And if you don't hesh up and start digging, I'm going to bash him on the head with this shovel.
But, Lum, as cruel as to dumb animals, there's a law against that, I think.
I'm talking about you.
I ain't going to hit no donkey. All the donkeys I know I'm friendly with. But where is this one you're talking about?
Abner, for goodness sakes, cut it out. You're just stalling and you know it. You know good and well I was calling you a donkey. I was insulting you and you ain't smart enough to know it.
Oh! Why didn't you say so?
Now, come on, both of you, get up here and help me.
Lum, we ain't going to find no buried treasures around here, and you know it.
Not sitting around on a stump the way you're doing, you won't. According to the map, there's bound to be some treasure around here somewhere. I've checked the directions on it 1,000 or 100 times, and I know we're digging it in the right place.
Well, maybe somebody else has been here ahead of us and dug it up herself.
Well, how could they? For as we know, nobody else has ever saw that map excepting us and whoever it was that sewed it in the lining of that old Confederate uniform. You said yourself your papa had had that coat for years and years, and he never knowed about the map, did he?
Not as far as I know, he never.
Well, there you are. Grandpappy Spears said he'd read all about that Captain Quantrell. Said he was killed over in Kentucky before ever he had a chance to get back to Arkansas. So he couldn't have dug up the treasury.
No.
So it must still be here. Summers. Now, Grannies, I aim to find it. Now, come on, you fellas, get up here and help
me. Wait a minute. I'll tell you what we'll do, Lump. You're going to need some light there to work by, ain't you?
Yeah, it is getting pretty dark.
All right. Me and Cedric will light the lantern for you. Won't we, Cedric?
Yes, boy.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Don't take two of you to light a lantern, surely.
It does when the two are as tired as me and Cedric is. Don't forget, we was the ones that done most of the digging today. You just helped that treasury map and directed us. Cedric, can you reach a lantern from where you're sitting there?
Oh, just a minute and I'll see
you. Yeah, I'll try it.
All right, go ahead and sit there. I don't care. I'll do this digging myself. But I, Grannies, when I dig up a couple of $1,000,000, don't expect me to divide it up with you lazy varmints.
Just a little farther, Cedric. I believe you can reach it there.
Let's see. What is it I'm reaching for now?
The lantern.
Oh, yeah, sure. I keep forgetting.
I believe I got a match or two there somewhere. Yeah, here's one right here.
You fellas will be sorry.
Uh-huh. We'll be alive, though. There, Cedric, you light the lantern. I'm just too hard to move.
Yes, boy.
Wish now we never found that dadgum map. Had to close up the store for a day, losing business. Cedric, don't turn that lantern up so high you get that chimney smoke blacker than an ace of diamonds, sir.
Well, I'm just getting it adjusted here.
We want to have it good and bright so as we can look at all them millions of dollars that Lum's going to dig up.
All right, just keep your smart remarks to yourself. That's the least you can do.
Cedric, you reckon Lum will speak to us when he gets to be a rich millionaire?
I ain't aiming on speaking to you right now, rich or poor.
Oh, money's a terrible thing, Cedric. Look how it's turned old Lum's head already.
Yes, boss.
Ain't speaking to his old friends no more. Cedric don't never get rich.
Well, I'll try not to, if you think I oughtn't.
Don't do it. Just look what's happened to our old friend Lum.
Yes, boss.
That'll give you an idea.
Well,
right
thank you to keep your remarks to yourself, Mr. Abner Peabody.
Hear that, Cedric? Mr. Abner Peabody. Put that Mr. in there now. He's being polite, even. You don't want that to happen to you, do you, Cedric?
No, Mom, I sure don't. No, Mom.
Just watch your step. Keep away from money. You did all right so far, but I don't know how much longer your luck can hold out, Cedric.
Uh-oh.
Never can tell. A feller goes along in life for years, happy, not a care in the world. All of a sudden, without no warning, it happens to him.
Oh, what does?
He gets rich.
Oh, my.
It can happen to anybody.
Oh, God, I better be careful.
Bet your life you better, Cedric.
I don't want my mama to be disappointed in me. I'm going to keep from being rich no matter how much money I make.
Yeah, don't let that happen to you, Cedric. Don't even get to be a hundredaire, much less
all
a million.
All right, Abner, cut out that idiotic talk now. I know you're just trying to josh me, but if you keep it up, you're liable to start believing it yourself.
I believe it right now. Look what happened to old Hemet Roth.
Who?
Hemet Roth. You've heard about him, ain't you, Cedric?
Beef Roast, I heard of.
No, this is Hemet.
Oh, I don't believe I ever did. I know the Leonard Stickley.
No, this is a different feller.
I noticed the names was different.
Well, let me tell you about this Hemet Roth. He was as nice a feller as ever drawed breath. But it happened to him. Got rich.
Oh, what a shame.
Everybody in town knows exactly what would become of him after that. And it did.
Oh. Shame. Yeah. Where's he at now?
In the cemetery.
Oh, dead?
Oh, deader than a doornail. That'll show you what money does to you.
Oh, my. I never knowed it was that dangerous.
Oh, what a terrible life that man led. First thing he done was give up his job as ditch digger for the railroad. Cost him his job right there.
They found out about it, huh?
Well, I don't know. I think he just quit because it taken so much time trying to handle all that money he inherited. Why, he even might now wore himself out just going backwards and forwards to the bank, taking out money, putting money in, taking it out. Final got to the point where he just couldn't hardly face his old friends around here. Had to give up his nice little house here in Pine Ridge and move clean out to Florida. Lived in a castle, I think.
Oh, the poor man.
Yeah, had a whole batch of servants living off of him. Couldn't even put on his own pants without them helping him. Had to wear his Sunday clothes all the time. Eat that rich food. Just ruined his stomach.
How could he stand it?
Well, he forced himself as long as he could, I reckon, Cedric. Then to get away from it, why, he taking a boat trip to Europe. Might even gone clean across the whole ocean, I don't know.
Money done all that to him, huh?
That's what it was. Poor man put up with it just as long as he could, but final got him. He died.
Oh, sake.
Yeah. Sure was a shame. You know, Cedric, he weren't but 93 when he passed on.
Just 93?
That's the honest truth. I'll tell you, Cedric, if he'd have stayed poor, I'd been...
Hey, Abner, Cedric, bring that lantern here. Hurry up, I've hit something.
You have?
Grannies, it might be the treasury.
Huh?
A box or some kind.
A box?
Hurry up and get that light over
here. Yeah, shine the light down that way, Cedric.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it, that's it. All right, doggies, that is a box or a trunk or something. Open it up, Long.
Well, wait till I scrape some more of this dirt away. Here, give me a hand.
Yeah. Told you I never thought we'd find anything. I hope there's millions and millions of dollars in there.
Now, don't get your hopes up too
high.
Yeah,
thousands anyway.
More than likely it'll be pieces of gold and silver and jewels and stuff like that.
Hooray, hooray.
Can't you turn that lantern up any higher, Cedric?
No, Mom, it's practical all out of cool water.
Well, that's dug enough, ain't it, Long? We ought to be able to open it and look at it now.
Yeah, maybe we better do that before the lantern burns
out. Soldiers, look at the size of that padlock. We never will get that thing open.
It's a big one. Well, wait a minute. Let me hit it with the shovel once or twice. That all it is a bunch of rust.
Yeah, bust it there. Hit it harder. You done it. It's off. Now let's see what's in there. Come on, Long.
Yeah, here, let me help. Things a pile of rust.
There it comes. Cedric, hold the lantern down here.
Oh, I am, but it's going out.
Well, I don't reckon it matters. I don't feel no gold in here no way, just some pieces of paper.
Paper, nothing. That looks like money to me.
Money?
Hold the lantern closer, Cedric.
Cedric, hold it down.
Look
here.
At there. $100.
Oh, my.
There's $500 on this one.
Huh?
Why, the thing's full of.
Yeah, there's one that's got $1,000. Oh, Dad, blame it, there goes the lantern.
I don't care. I've seen enough to know we're rich. Abner, we're rich.
Yeah, millionaires! Millionaires!
Doggone it, if we don't have the worst luck.
What have the boys stumbled onto here? And what trouble will it bring them? Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, when you have a cold or at the first sign of a cold, remember the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. And here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer, taking according to the directions on the package for prompt relief from that dull, stuffed-up, ache-all-over, feverish feeling. B, be wise. Beware of drafts and overheated rooms. Get more rest than usual. Eat wisely and dress warmly. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy, sore throat, which often goes with a cold. You have no idea what an effective gargle Alka-Seltzer can make until you try it on your sore throat. So make sure you have enough Alka-Seltzer in your medicine cabinet in case someone in your family happens to catch a cold. Get a large, economical, family-size package from your druggist now. And then follow the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. It's as simple as ABC. And always remember, do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.